This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight, killing 14 people as friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenar Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukraine has renewed calls on the West to approve long-range strikes on Russian territory. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Ukraine has made a new call on the West to allow it to strike deeper into Russia after a meeting between United States President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday produced no visible shift in their policy.
This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. It was to allow ourselves the space, which we took, the time, which we took, to have a strategic discussion so that tactical decisions could be seen.
The renewed appeal came as Kyiv said Russia launched more drone and artillery attacks into Ukraine overnight. Ukrainian Air Force said that 76 Russian drones had been sighted, of which 72 were shot down. Other overnight attacks saw one person killed by Russian artillery fire in the Sumy region. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump pledged to conduct mass deportations of Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio on Friday, even though the majority of them are in the United States legally. Trevor Coral from Reuters reports.
We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio.
The city has been at the center of a social media maelstrom after right-wing agitators latched on to false claims that Haitian arrivals were eating household pets. He did not repeat the assertions he made during Tuesday's presidential debate with Democrat Kamala Harris. Those remarks have been widely mocked. President Joe Biden at the White House on Friday addressed the issue directly.
This has to stop. What he's doing. That's a stop.
Haitian community leaders across the U.S. have said Trump's remarks could put lives at risk. City officials say they have received no credible reports of anybody eating household animals.
Trevor Coral from Reuters. State television in Myanmar says the death toll in the military-run country from flooding and landslides caused by Typhoon Yagi has reached at least 74. Dozens more are missing. The totals were announced Saturday. State media reported that the head of the ruling military council said that Myanmar is requesting relief aid from foreign countries. Typhoon Yagi earlier hit Vietnam, northern Thailand, and Laos. The storm killed more than 260 people there and caused major damage. Efforts to tally casualties and damage and provide relief are complicated. Myanmar is in a state of civil war that began in 2021 after the army seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. A Ugandan Olympian has been laid to rest with full military honors after being killed by her partner. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Ugandan Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei was laid to rest in her hometown of Bukwo on Saturday. The 33-year-old died after allegedly being doused in petrol and set alight by her former partner in the Kenyan village where she was living, just 3 weeks after returning from a 44th place finish at the Paris Olympic Games. She was given a burial with full military honours. As a brass band played at her funeral, soldiers from the Uganda's People's Defence Forces acted as pallbearers. Cheptegei's tragic death sparked anger over the high levels of violence against women in Kenya. Cheptegei is the third elite runner to allegedly die at the hands of a romantic partner in Kenya since 2021.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. State media in Syria say President Bashar Assad has issued a decree naming former communications minister Mohammed Ghazi Jalali as the head of the new government following July's parliamentary election. The decree was issued on Saturday. The 55-year-old Jalali has been under European Union sanctions since October 2014 over the government crackdown during Syria's conflict that has left nearly 500,000 people dead since 2011. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.